Chapter 6. Colin. That evening, after Mary had eaten her dinner, Martha said, "I've got something to tell you, Miss Mary. Your uncle, Mr. Craven, has come home. He wants to see you." Mary was puzzled. "Why? He didn't want to see me the day I arrived here." "My mother met Mr. Craven in the village, and she told him all about you. He's going away again tomorrow, and he wants to see you this evening." The door opened, and Mrs. Medlock marched in. She was wearing her best black dress and cap.
"Brush your hair, Miss Mary," she said. "Martha, help her to put on her best dress. I've come to take her to Mr. Craven."
Mr. Craven was sitting in a chair by the fire. He had crooked shoulders, black eyes, and black hair streaked with white. His face was handsome, but very sad. "Come here, Mary," he said. Mary did as she was told. She felt stiff and shy. "Are they taking good care of you? You're very thin."
"I'm getting fatter."
"I must get a nursemaid for you."
"Please don't. I am too old for a nursemaid. I just want to play in the gardens. It's good for me."
"Yes, that's what Martha's mother said. Don't look so frightened. You may do what you like in the gardens."
"May I really? Then may I have a bit of earth to plant seeds in?"
Mr. Craven's sad eyes were soft and kind now. "You may have as much earth as you like," he said, "because you remind me of someone. Someone who loved the gardens very much."
"May I take the earth from anywhere?"
"Anywhere." He rang the bell to call Mrs. Medlock. "Goodbye, Mary. I will be away all summer." That night, there was a loud storm. The noise woke Mary up. She heard the sound of raindrops splashing on her window. The wind howled across the moor. She lay awake for about an hour and tried to get back to sleep. Suddenly, she heard a noise that made her sit up in bed.
"That isn't the wind," she whispered. "It is someone crying. It's the sound I heard before."
She got out of bed and put a shawl round her shoulders. She picked up her candle.
"This time I'm going to find out who it is," she said to herself.
She tiptoed down the long dark corridor. Her candle flame flickered. She followed the crying sound. Down this corridor, turn left and up the steps. The crying sounded very loud now. She came to a closed door with a glimmer of light underneath it. She turned the handle and went in. She was standing in a big room with a fire burning in the hearth. There was a large carved bed in the middle of the room, and on it lay a boy. He was crying. He had a thin white face with enormous grey eyes and long black lashes. He had short brown hair. Mary crept towards him. The boy saw the candlelight and looked round.
"Who are you?"
he asked in a frightened whisper.
"I am Mary Lennox. Mr. Craven is my uncle." "I am Colin Craven," he said. "He is my father."
Mary was shocked.
"Your father? No one told me he had a son." "We're cousins then." "I have such strange dreams," said Colin. "Are you a dream?" "No. Feel my shawl. Feel how thick and warm it is." "Where have you come from, Mary?" "From my room. The wind kept me awake, and then I heard you crying." "Why were you crying?" "Because I couldn't sleep, and my head was hurting.
Didn't anyone tell you about me? Asked Mary.
No, I am very ill. I'm not going to live for very long.
Does your father come and see you?
Sometimes, when I am asleep. He doesn't like to see my eyes. They remind him of my mother. Tell me about yourself, said Colin.
So Mary told him all about India and the journey to England and her life in the nursery with Martha.
How old are you?
Asked Colin.
I'm 10, and so are you. I know that because after you were born, the garden door was locked and the key was buried, and that was 10 years ago.
Colin sat up in bed.
What garden? I want to see it. I will make them dig up the key and take me there. They will do anything I ask. If they don't, I will become ill.
Don't do that, cried Mary. The garden wouldn't be a secret anymore.
What do you mean, a secret?
Well, if we could find the door, we could go in and work in the garden. We could plant daffodils and lilies and snowdrops, and no one else would know.
She took a deep breath.
I think I could find the door. We could get a boy to push your chair, and the garden would be our secret.
I've never had a secret before, replied Colin. I want to show you something. Can you see that pink curtain?
Yes.
There is a cord hanging from it. Pull the cord, will you? Please.
Mary pulled the cord, and the pink curtain drew back to reveal a painting. It was a portrait of a pretty lady with laughing grey eyes and a blue ribbon in her curly hair.
That's my mother. I cover her up with a curtain because it's not fair. She looks so happy, and I am so sad.
Then he said,
I want you to come and see me every day, Mary. But we'd better keep that a secret too. Martha will tell you when to come.
So Martha knew about Colin. That was why she didn't like Mary's questions about the crying in the night.
I'd better go now, said Mary softly. You look tired.
She held his hand and started to sing a little song she had learned in India. Soon, Colin was fast asleep.